Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the offseason. Yes, it's Paul from Tampadelphia after our first and only playoff game for this year. The Philadelphia Eagles were defeated by the Seattle Seahawks. So we are out of the playoffs. Our season is over. It's time for a rest. A long winter's nap. And time to put on our thinking caps. Pull out a clean sheet of paper. And a pencil with an eraser, a big eraser, so we can plan and scheme what we're going to do for the NFL draft, for free agency, for contracts, contracts extended, contracts not renewed. We're going to see who stays and who goes. We may do it by age. We may do it by money. We may do it by injury. We may do it by availability of other players. We don't know. We do know that there's a lot of work ahead based on the season we've had, and especially this last game. This is going to be a short show. I just wanted to, first of all, thank Mugs and Mugs and Jugs for hosting the Philadelphia Eagles group. There are only two locations that we attend. One is Mugs and Clearwater, and the other one is Mugs and Jugs at the Brandon Mall. And anybody else saying they're Tampadelphia, well, you need to tell me about that. I've got people that will be happy to go see them. Second thing is I want to thank the Philadelphia Eagles for what turned out to be a very interesting season. It wasn't the best season, but it was the best season that they could give us. Given the fact that we're on our, second or third iteration of the Super Bowl roster from 2017, and also the medical chart. players that supposedly were available to play. I'll tell you, I've never seen a team that had 11 or 12 starters on the injured list that did not suit up, they couldn't play. And then a handful of other ones who were out there on the field were bruised, bandaged, and broken, and they were still in the game trying to contribute, make something positive happen. And I'll tell you, folks, the Philadelphia Eagles gave it their all this season. They left it all on the field, if I'm allowed to use a cliche. They worked. They played. They had heart. It was a very, very tough season for a very good franchise. We've got a solid core of good things going on with our team that maybe hopefully we can build upon and go forward with after we put the spotlight on certain things and really ask some very hard questions and not let emotion get in the way of who we keep and who we cut. But that's not our call, is it? We're just fans. All we do is just cheer and boo. And we buy our merchandise, we buy our tickets, we go to games, and that's our only right. Is to cheer and boo. We don't say who stays, who goes, what plays called, or anything that's very strategic or important to the function of the team. That's reserved for Mr. Silent, Doug Peterson, who is actually a pretty good coach, and he's got a gentle touch with people. He's a very well-mannered and very presentable coach for today's media, and I think Doug will be a media darling. If not, if he isn't now, he will be soon. A lot of people talking about what's going to happen with the Eagles already. Based on Sunday's game, There's only a few things that matter to talk about Sunday's game, and if you're like me, you're burned out. You've talked about it already 3-4 times, maybe more. You've looked at it, you've read about it, you just want to put it to sleep, walk away from it, put it down, go away. You know, I've said all I can say, and I've read all I can read about the game. We didn't score a touchdown. We had a quarterback that had some problems over the years. He got into his first playoff game, his debut playoff game, and he got hurt, not because of any physical infirmity on his part, but because of the action of somebody else. And frankly, he got hurt. Not only did he get hurt early in the game, he got hurt in the first quarter. Actually, he got hurt in the first half of the first quarter, which means that for 45 minutes plus, he was not in the game to drive the Philadelphia Eagles and try to pull the game out for us. So Carson Wentz went down, and apparently it's serious. He's in the concussion protocol, but folks, there's more to it than this. It was announced by someone in the Philadelphia media that he's got more than just a concussion. And all I'm going to say at this point is that I wish him every speedy recovery, every possible good result from his current situation. I hope Carson comes back and he's the Carson we know. And for the NFL, for Roger Goodell, for the rules making people, for the people who don't have the stones to be able to help make this right, well, all I can say is an eye for an eye. That's life. It's the universe. What goes around comes around. They call it karma. I call it justice. Am I wishing bad on that man who took that dive onto Carson Wentz? No. He's backpedaling, saying he didn't do it on purpose. There was no intent. Well, you can say that as much as you want, but I'm not going to say publicly what way I lean on that thing, because it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You have your opinion. You don't need to know mine, nor does it matter. It's probably the same as yours, but maybe it isn't. So we move forward. And where we're at now, we're going to have a very short show. I'm going to be out of here in about 8 more minutes. If you want to call, make a point. 657-383-1614. I'll give that to you again. 657-383-1614. I run a hellacious week. Many of you know that. Last night I came back. Yesterday afternoon, after my shift at the hospital, and going to some places to reload on some items, I came back and was on the phone constantly, all the way up till dinner. My wife came home. Well, I went out, picked her up, brought her home. We had dinner. She went out again, and I promptly fell asleep on the couch at about, I don't know, 7:30, and slept all the way into today. Pretty wrung out. It's an intense 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Going back to the Philadelphia Eagles, we are starting off a little bit of controversy. Just to bring you up to speed, which you probably know already. Malcolm Jenkins, Mr. Quiet. Good player, maybe a good man, but I think he is very self-oriented. Personal opinion. And if he sees me and I see him, I would not hesitate to tell him that, you know, in conversation. Malcolm Jenkins will not go back to the Eagles on his current deal. In 2020, next year, he's scheduled to make $7.6 million. He's also, what, 32 years old? Maybe 33. Does he deserve it? Has he earned an upgraded contract? Yeah, he has. He's the defensive leader. He played the last 4 or 5 games at a high level. He was shagging it during the early part of the season, I think, in my opinion. But he was out there by himself for much of the season. If you remember, we didn't have a secondary around him. So Malcolm Jenkins says, look, I worked hard. I'm not going to pay for this, play for the same thing. Must be nice, right? Yeah, $7.6 million isn't enough. Okay, that's one thing. We talked about Carson Wentz, and as I said, there's more to the Carson Wentz story that may or may not come out. Think about it. The Eagles want to sit on any information that may be damaging to the stature of the team in the upcoming draft. We need wideouts. We do. We need playmakers on the ends. And good receivers will be glad to come to Philadelphia and play for Carson Wentz. But if they come to Philadelphia and Carson Wentz doesn't play, oops. Or if word gets out in advance that Carson Wentz is not able to play at, you know, the full level for a while, maybe they don't want to come here. So what, we're in the hole again for next year? So it's better to just sit on it. People don't need to know yet. Besides, it's protected by HIPAA, which is a privacy law that the federal government enacted on healthcare records and medical information. So Carson Wentz is entitled to his privacy, and I respect it. So let's just say that good luck to Carson Wentz. I fully believe that the young man is he's a gamer. He's tough. He's got heart. Some of the Eagles are out there giving their opinion on the Clowney hit on Carson Wentz. And some of the media people have already done that, and they say it's a dirty hit. Others say, no, Carson Wentz was a runner, therefore it was fair game. And who's right, who's wrong? I think the only thing you could go by is your set of values, your own morals, and say, I want to nail this guy. I mean, obviously, he was on the way down, just about down. Why did you want to get in that play and pile on? For another stat? Another click on the sheet? I don't know. Zach Ertz. Guy had a lacerated kidney. Do you know how serious that is? Lacerated kidney. He was wrapped up tighter in the mummy, and he was bandaged, and he was hurt, and he was still out there taking shots and making catches. Hopefully he didn't do himself any long-term harm. Right? The section is a funny area of the body. I work in a hospital. I talk to doctors, nurses, policemen, patients, visitors, everybody, technicians, and I get around, have all access. And you see things, you hear things, you inquire about things, and let's say that it's added to my football knowledge. So hats off to Zach Ertz. Zach, I'm sure, will be with us next year, and he certainly will. But bear in mind, Zach's been with us for 10 years already, half for a fast decade. What the hell have you done with your life for the past 10 years, right? Okay. Peterson had a lot of work to do. And you may have also heard the news today that Cleveland Browns have requested permission to talk to Jim Schwartz, our defensive coordinator, to be their next head coach. Okay, where's the gain in that? I guess if you're a first-time head coach and you get the chance to rip the roster apart, put your own guys in, and build the team and the scheme the way you want, that's cool. Sounds kind of fun. I've done that with sales teams when I was sales manager. I replaced people and I shaped other people up. I set expectations where they had to do certain things, accomplish certain levels, and either they couldn't or they wouldn't. That's the only two reasons why people don't hit the goal. You can't or you won't. And if you can't, well, that's an easy decision. You're in the wrong job. If you won't, then there's an attitude problem. And that brings us back to the Eagles. As we go into the offseason, I think we have to take a real hard look at some of the players we have had in the locker room at the start of this past season. And I think we need to probably cut out the guys who just don't buy in to Doug Peterson or Carson Wentz and get rid of them in the locker room. Just get them out. Two of them are going to be gone anyway, and that will probably most likely be Nelson Aguilar and Alshon Jeffery, which is a surprise. I thought Jeffery was a class act, but maybe not. People surprise you. And then what else? Well, if Schwartz goes to Cleveland, so be it. My gosh. But this raises another question. And as you know, the goal of the show is to make you think. See the game in a different way. The Giants just hired Joe Judge. Philly guy, by the way. Huh? LaSalle? Yeah. Joe Judge was a coach and a Philly product. And he's going to New York. He was a wide receiver coach with the Patriots, who had a pretty crappy wide receiver core this year. So really, what are you going to do there, Joe, huh? But he's going to the Giants. You know that Mike McCarthy is going to the evil team. And I guess that was probably the match that a lot of people drew up as safe. I don't think it's very exciting and dynamic, risky, cutting edge. It's just Mike McCarthy and his plot along defense. But McCarthy's done some good things over the years, but he's a consistent between-the-lines kind of guy in many ways. You can almost predict his process the way you can Andy Reid. I don't know if that's good or bad. And the final one is the one that I think I'm keeping my eye on, and that's the Washington Redskins getting Ron Rivera and also Jack Del Rio. I think those two guys form a brain trust that may be pretty hard to beat. So I expect automatically at this point us to split with the Redskins. I don't think it's a sweep for next year. Now, the reality is every year you get two impact players in the draft that are going to star for you, your first and second rounders. They're going to hit the field sometime in the first season. Then you get two more players in free agency, which gives you a total of four that are going to be on the field the next year, the coming year. You do that again the year after, now you're up to eight players. Eight players is probably one-third of your squad, your starting squad. And you're starting to change games. You're starting to nudge scores, tighten defenses, roll up more stats, whatever way you drafted or whatever way you acquired players. But by year three, you've got some real horns on that bull, and you should be making some charges and just sharpening the edges of what you've created. So I give ourselves, the Philadelphia Eagles, the next 2 years to really get better and tighten up. Now, hopefully we will be doing the same thing next year and the year after so that we will keep pace or outpace the competition in the NFC East. But right now, we don't scare anybody. We've got a lot of work to do. With that, I am going to wrap it up. I was going to go through some stats, but I looked them over. If you looked at the stats at the end of the regular season, the stats that are up there now for the Philadelphia Eagles team do not include the playoff stats. So there's been no change over those previous stats. The people that were your tops and your positions and places against your competition in the NFL, all of that is static. It is the same. It is done for the year, and it is pinned up for display, and this is the final result. If you want to get specific team stuff, it's not going to matter. Zero touchdowns, and I saw Philadelphia's kind of deflated after Carson Wentz got hurt. I mean, I could see that these guys who battled so hard, they just kind of slowed their step, maybe lowered their rifles a little. They didn't fight or battle as hard. Understandable, but a tragic way to go down. But a lot of respect and a lot of gratitude to every member of the Philadelphia Eagles team that made the difference the second half of the season. I want to congratulate the team ownership, the general manager, the coaches, the players, the support staff, the inside staff, the training staff, the medical staff, and the security staff for what they've done for the Eagles to make them a good product for the fans this past year. I hope they continue to thank fans first and a successful Eagles team first. So with that, I'm Tampa Delphia Paul. Nothing else left to say. You've heard it. I'm going to boogie out early and try and take care of things. We grab a little bit more rest. And I'll be back around the draft time and around free agency time to light up another show or two. I'll put it on Facebook under Tampa Delphia Eagles.
We are the oldest active Eagles club here in the Tampa Bay area. And I want to thank Muggs, who had a very packed house the past few weeks with a lot of diehard Eagles fans over in Clearwater. And my conversations will continue with our venues to see what we can do to maybe do it a little bit better for you guys and gals, men and ladies, cats and kittens for next season. This is Tampa Delphia, Paul. God bless, over and out. Have a great off season.